Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Festive decor, Black Friday score. Silence and treats,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses too. Sheets that are you, everything home. These things in chrome. Here's a good clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So do you want me to start recording? Okay. Right. Recording.
Yeah, so shall we open the Italians then?
Ooh.
To see what they're doing. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, girls.
What? Lots of honey?
Looks like they've made some honey since we came last time.
Nice.
So let's have a look. Just taking the lid off. And they've really stuck it down, which is always a great sign.
Right.
So that means they've stuck it with propolis. Then actually, we've got some nice honey in the top in the super. Ooh, yes, we've got lots of honey. I think there'll be enough for us to try to dip our fingers into. I'm just going to get a little frame out. Yes, they've made two big frames of honey. It's actually dripping into the hive there, and it's all capped. Mm-hmm. So that's good news. So what I'm going to do for that is just move along one of the frames that has got less on. I'm going to just put the one, and that'll encourage them then to work on some other frames. You sort of move the frames a little bit more towards the brood. But I can see inside as well, they've filled all those empty frames, filled more with honey. So we will definitely be able to try some honey. So I'm just going to put the lid back on there. You know, it just shows you in that 2 weeks that we haven't looked.
They got on with it.
Yeah, but we'll just have a quick look just to make sure that everybody's okay and we've got a queen. And we've got some eggs, so that's good.
Excellent.
So they're happy. They're happy just doing a few things and making some stores for their.
You've not seen the queen yet.
No, it's quite hard. There's a lot. It's a lot of stickiness and stuff around. So I'm just. Lots of cat brood.
Mm-hmm.
I can see eggs.
Good.
Oh, lovely. So. Yeah, we've got lots of queen cells, little play cups and. Things, so I don't know what they're thinking about. They're thinking about one last swarm, but I don't know why they'd do that. Seems a bit silly at this stage, but gosh, look at all that honey. I think I'll just leave that to it, really.
So you're happy with what you're seeing?
Yeah, I'm happy. They've got lots of stores. They bought loads of food in. I can't see the queen. The smoker's actually gone out, so I can't. Let's have a look. Let's see if I can. Oh, yeah, a little bit of smoke. If I just get them off.
Do they seem quite settled or?
Oh, yeah, they seem nice.
They don't seem angry.
No, they're not angry. What's really weird is that the queen, you know that queen in the little cage?
Yes.
That I thought, well, they're still looking after her. She's still in that cage. What a life.
Oh, poor soul.
So she's in there and they are looking after her. And
right.
The other queen is in here too. So she's laying eggs. She's happy. They're all happy with her. But we've got our other queen who they're just looking after. They're just feeding her through the little cage. Last week when we looked at the book fasts, we saw larvae, but we didn't see a queen. So we don't know whether that guy gave us a, you know, what sort of box of bees he gave us, or did it have a queen in? So we'll open it now, and if it's not got a queen, then we'll just pop this queen in.
You can put Queen Mary in.
I can, yeah.
Mm.
We're going to open the book fasts now. They look like they're very busy at the top. There seems to be a lot more bees here today, so that means a lot of them have probably hatched. So these ones are a little bit more feisty, their mood is. So I'm looking at the first frame. They've made a little play cup in the middle of the frame, and that is sometimes shows that they're not going to swarm, but they're not happy with their queen, or they haven't got a queen. This is when we put the queen in, because there's no eggs.
All right, so you are going to put the Queen Mary in there.
I might do that, yeah. It looks like I might need to. So I'm going to get the Queen Mary. I'm just going to put her at the top of the hive, and I'm just going to see what they do.
Is she still in her little cage?
Still in the cage now. I'm just putting her on top of the frames and to see whether they're interested in her. See what they think. Get a few bees on her. Just put her. Let's see what they do. Oh, they're all very interested.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Looks like she's going to have a job.
Oh, brilliant. She's hired.
Looks like she's hired, Jane, because I can't see any, so far, can't see any eggs in here. Can see another play cup. Oh, can see a capped queen cell.
Right, so they were already making one.
What they've done is they have made themselves a new queen. So I was right last week, there was no queen in here. They've made themselves a queen.
Right.
And they've just got one. I can see one so far. They're all over the new queen, though. So they might, if the desperado, you know, they might say, oh, we'll have her.
But will you keep the queen cell in there?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, in the end, it's better if they make their own queen, really. It's always better.
Is it?
It's always better, yeah. Because it's a more of a natural thing for them, and they feel happy that they've... But they're all over this queen in the cage. They're all over her. They love her.
Oh, I'll give her a chance.
So, I've got some choices here. I could drop this queen in. Oh, yeah, there's no end of queen cells in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're making a new queen for themselves. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just like the other colony, isn't it? The Italians, with all their queen cells.
I know, well, this time of year, you're full of queen cells. So I might just drop her in now. I'll just release her and see what happens. But they're ready for her because they're all over the cage. They're all like the look of her. Oh, maybe I'll just give them a couple of days to... rather than drop her in right now. Decision time. I've got some options, but I don't want to... I was going to say I could join them to the other colony, but I don't really want to do that because I want to just keep two separate colonies and then I've got more chance.
Yeah, and the other colony are doing well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're coming together. So, but they really do... They're so pleased to see her. We'll just leave her in there.
In a cage.
For today. It's raining now as well, so...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Well, it's raining, so...
I've got my washing out. I need to get my washing in.
Oh, we've got Lynn here now. Shall we go and tell her how we've got on?
And... Yes, definitely.
All right, then. We're coming over, Lynn. She's having a party with her friends. So she's here. And she's not in a bee suit. She's got a blue cape on. So maybe she's going off for a little flight somewhere. Yeah, she's got a blue cape. Yes. Are you all right, Lynn?
Hi. Yes, thank you, Esther. How
are We've you? Just opened the hive. And first of all, we opened the Italians and... The queen in the little cage was still alive. They were still looking after her. But their queen was laying nicely and everything was tickety-boo. We looked into the new nuke and there was never a queen in there because there wasn't one last week. They're queenless. So they've made some queen cells and now we've put the queen, who's still alive, in the cage. We've put her in there.
Can we ask Lynn how her new colony is going on?
She seems fine, actually. I went in there a couple of days ago.
And what did you see?
I saw fresh sealed brood.
Oh.
Fresh sealed brood, and they're also bringing in lots of nectar.
Oh.
And she's got a queen in hers.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, this is the third queen. It took a while. but she's done it. Yeah.
And what sort of nectar do you think they're bringing into yours?
I think, looking around, I think they're probably bringing in orange pollen from the asparagus.
Orange pollen from the asparagus?
I thought asparagus was finished.
Yeah, but it's flowered now. It flowers with all these big bushes. And there's lovely little flowers on there. I wonder, Lynn, what do you think? Do you think when they do a little wee that it smells of asparagus? Because I know mine does. Yeah.
You think they do a little wee?
Well, they do a little wee and they do a little poo. And it's sort of yellow and it comes out. Everything that bees do is yellow. That's the only colour that they seem
but
to
excrete. But they do
excrete.
That outside the hive, don't
about
they?
Bees weeing.
They do poo and wee outside the hive. Lynn didn't know about this.
I know they poo.
Oh, yeah. Well, the poo is mixed in with the wee. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a little paste.
Yeah.
It's yellow. You sometimes see it on your washing. You might have seen it, Jane. I know you love to put all your sheets out and they always look so clean, but if you look a bit closer, you might see some little yellow blobs, and that's bee poo.
Naughty bees. I've been blaming it on the robin.
Oh, no, it's not the robin, no.
No, for the bees.
So Lynn, you're happy with yours, Lynn?
Now, look, if you look at underneath that hive there...
Oh, yeah.
It shows how busy they've been... building new wax, but those are all wax scales that they've dropped in their hurry to make fresh comb. So I know they've been busy building.
So underneath Lynn's hive, there's no end of little pieces of wax scales, and that means they're very busy building wax and a new comb, because all these little wax scales come out of the bee themselves, and that's what they use to build the comb with. And it's sort of like, it looks like white, almost like little white wash crystals, almost. Lynn's going now.
Ooh,
she's
bye,
flying
Lynn.
Off in a blue cage.
Enjoy your voyage.
With her friends. Bye. Bye. Okay, then. Well, we'll see
yes,
you back at
absolutely.
Home then, shall we?
Okay.
See you later.
So I'll call. Whenever I'm feeling down, 'cause it feels so good just to have you around.
Here she is.
Hello.
You're all right.
So, Esther, that seemed like it was a very positive hive visit, with things cooking along very nicely.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Italians have, they've taken on board with their new queen, and they're just cracking on, making some honey. Everything tickety-boo. They've got eggs, larva, capped brood. Everything looked nice and healthy. And there was quite a bit of honey that they'd made, even though they're only a very small colony. So I think they're all fine. And obviously, we still had that little queen in the cage, which they were looking after nicely. And so when we opened the Buckfasts, which were our new colony from the company... Well, I was right last week where I didn't think there was a queen in that nuke. And
when you say a nuke, I've never heard this word before.
A nuke is like a nucleus hive. So it's usually a small miniature hive with six frames of bees in. So sometimes if you catch a swarm, you might keep the bees just in a small hive to start with, because the bees like to sort of build up slowly. So they don't like to be in like a big box that's empty. They want to be quite snug, and that makes them feel a little bit more secure. So you start with a nucleus hive, then you can transport them, and then they can expand into the proper wooden hive that we've got.
Right.
So now that little nucleus hive they're making their own queen, and now we've transported Queen Mary into the hive with the Buckfasts, and they were all over like a rash. They were so happy to see her. So let's see if in a couple of days, if I let her out the cage, they might be happy with her. She might crack on and lay some eggs, and they might just pull down those queen cells that they've made. Or the more likely scenario is they'll say, we don't want her, we're making our own queen, and stuff her, and they'll just kill her.
All right, but sometimes they do actually pull down their own queen cells.
They do, yeah. If they like her, then they might be happy with her, and they might just keep her.
Right.
So counting back the days, she's probably about 8 days old at the moment. So, she's trying
to... So she's like a little embryo.
She is. She's developing from the larva. She's starting to mould. The larvae starts to metamorphosise, and then, you know, grow wings and everything. It's amazing. Oh. Transformation. Then she's going to come out as a queen. The first time when I became a beekeeper and I let all these swarm cells hatch, I didn't know what to do. Well, I did know what to do, but I just thought, oh, I'd left it a bit late and there were so many queens and they all hatched out. And it's quite funny to watch because the workers, they sort of manage the queens. So they keep them almost like we've been keeping that queen in that plastic cage. They'll keep them in, sealed in the queen cells. So if it's raining, they can't come out and go on a virgin flight. So they'll keep them in those queen cells. So they might keep them in there for a couple of weeks and just have a little teeny lid. And the queen, I've seen them. I've seen the little head of the queen pop out and they might feed her and then they just stick it back down again because it's not the right conditions for her to come out and mate. So you can have a few queens in the hive altogether and they're all locked in their little cells until the right day they choose the right one that she's going to go on a mating flight. And when she comes back, she'll kill all the others.
Right.
Yeah, it's ever so interesting.
Aww. Isn't it just?
And they make these little noises to each other called piping and quacking.
Oh, and what's that?
It's a little piping sound that the queens send to each other to say, we're here, we're here. And they might be locked in these little queen cells, but you can hear them piping.
So the queens are piping to their other queens.
They are, yeah. Saying, listen to
me. In their queen cups.
Yeah, listen to me. I'm going to get you when you get out of there. I'm going to kill you. That's what they're saying.
Oh, really? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, they're piping. And it sounds...
Saying, I'm the best. I'm going to win.
Yes. It's so funny. It's quite amazing. I've only ever heard it as clear as day years ago. But my friend, Wolfgang Buttress, who I'm hoping will come onto this podcast, he's used the sound of bees and all this piping and quacking. And he's worked with a scientist in Nottingham to record a lot of these sounds. And then he's used it in music. And he's actually made a whole album of it, which got into the charts, believe it or not. Yeah.
Wow. Piping and quacking.
I know. So he'll be able to tell us a bit more about that when he comes on. Because bees...
How does piping sound?
Well, they're like, beep, 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 beep. And...
that sounds like squeaking.
And they also, the bees are in the key of C. Oh. So they buzz in the key of C, and that's their tone. So all the music that he does with bees is in this tone, this key of C. Mm. It's ever so nice.
And does the quacking sound like quack, 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 quack?
Yeah, it does sound a bit like quacking, yeah, like a duck quacking. There's been some evidence lately that they make a little sound which suggests it's time to swarm.
Esther, I think that you mentioned some time ago that you actually talk to the bees. Is this true?
Yeah, it is. And it's very an ancient thing that beekeepers do is they talk to the bees. And I think there's lots of stories about people telling the bees all their problems or what's going on in their life. Some people believe that you should tell the bees everything. And then they will then take that information and they'll work it out for you because they're so busy that they can... You know, they're happy to work on anything in the hive and they'll work on your problems and your stories.
So it's like group therapy.
It is.
How would they work it out? How would they present the solution?
Well, you could put your head into the hive and then they'd actually just, by bee magic, they would then transfer the answer to your brain. Maybe one would sort of fly up close to your ear and go, quack, quack, beep, beep. And that would be the answer. And maybe where it comes from is something that when you are beekeeping, you really are in the moment with the bees. And maybe that is a healing thing, you know, just to get away from life and just be in the moment and forget about everything. So the problems that you've got... Because you stop thinking about them while you're beekeeping, maybe then you step back from them and then you can sort of resolve them yourself. So maybe that's the idea behind it.
Yes, exactly. That's a lovely idea, isn't it, that you're in the moment and that you can just put it to one side
yeah.
for that time. And then once you've come out of being in that moment, you might find that everything sorted itself out anyway.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yes, because I think being, you know, in a place of allowing is a really good place to be in, and just let the universe or God, whoever you believe in, or the bees, just sort it out for you.
Absolutely.
And everything will fall into place when it's meant to.
Yeah. And I think that's why, you know, it's quite nice when you see something in the hive that you sometimes put the lid on for a moment and just have a little think about it before you react. And that's a bit like in life, isn't it? You know, if you give yourself that bit of time to process things and don't try and work things out straight away.
Yes. That is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to give yourself some respite.
But you know what I did? I asked the Italian bees, how do I make a very successful Parmigiana? Anyway, the week later, I made the best Parmigiana I've ever made. It was absolutely delicious. So I think they must have told me.
Well, I've got your recipe for that.
Oh, well.
I want the updated one, thank you.
Oh, yeah, the updated one is really good.
I made it recently, but it wasn't your version. Mm-hmm. It was another version that was in a magazine.
Mm.
And I found it gave me terrible wind.
Oh dear, not again. You know, we haven't talked about the guard bees. After a few weeks, the bees are promoted to guards. So they all hang out at the front of the hive, around the door, and they check every bee that comes back to the hive. So they'll check them over. Do you belong to this colony? What have you got? And they'll check them over just so no other bees come in. And they'll stand there. That's their job. All day just standing at the hive like bouncers going, all right, mate, come on then, let's have a look. You can come in, yeah, all right. No problem. No, sorry.
And are they actually standing on their little legs?
Yeah, they're standing on their little legs.
So they're not flying?
They're not flying.
They're standing on their little legs. And do they have ammunition? Do they have machetes?
Oh, yeah. They've got every machete going. They've got boxing gloves. No, they just stand there. And they wait, and sometimes what they'll do, it's really weird, it's so lovely to watch, I love it, they'll come to, they're all there at the entrance, all looking on the little legs, and then a bee comes along, and sometimes they'll make that bee brush every bit of pollen off it, every single bit of pollen, and give it to them. So then the guards will take it, almost like a little bribe, to let that little bee through the door.
Mm.
So some of them, like, they frisk some of them. They literally frisk them. They get them to, release the shopping baskets before they'll let them in. Not all of them. All bees are different. But if they don't quite recognise that bee, or say it's been away for a long time and it's absolutely, you know, been stuck down a flower head and it comes back and it don't quite smell the same as it did when it set off. Yeah, they'll frisk it. They'll absolutely
it's
frisk
like
it.
It's like going through customs.
Yeah, it's like going through customs. And it's so good to watch. You can sit there for hours and watch them check in, check the bees in, check the bees out. And they must, I think, well, they all look exactly the same. How can they tell which one's which? Outside, all playing that bee buzzing music inside, rocking.
Yes.
So it's a big thing, the guards. And also, they're looking out for beekeepers coming to rob the honey. They're looking out for grizzly bears, for honey badgers, for, you know, things that are going to wreck their colony. So they need to be ready to sting them in the eyes.
Today, down at the hive, weren't you narrowing your apertures so that the wasps couldn't get in?
Yeah, because I've not got full colonies, I just need to keep my entrance narrower so they can guard it. Because remember...
sounded a bit dirty.
Oh, no, yeah, well, my entrance probably could do
your
a bit...
Your entrance.
My entrance probably...
A bit of narrowing.
Probably could do with a bit of narrowing, but I won't put any cardboard in it.
week, a very good week at the hive. Very positive and uplifting. And I liked it that we finished the episode on the cat's whiskers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a night trip called the cat's whiskers?
No, I didn't, but it was nice. I thought it was a very nice time to finish at the nightclub, and I really hope to see you at the nightclub next week.
Just one question before we go. What sort of music do you think the bees are dancing to in the nightclub?
Oh, yeah.
The Bee Gees.
Night fever, night fever. Oh, it's so nice to talk to you.
Oh, been lovely.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard and partly recorded at the Hives on my allotment near Crouch End in London. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the Hive. Queen Bees is a Hat Trick podcast.